Listener Production. Cheaper fares and more seats. Good morning, I'm Celeste Mitsiu. More from the Flying Kangaroo in a moment. But first, National Cabinet is locked in discussions over an overhaul to the Medicare system. But the push to bump up GP pay is unlikely to be raised by the Health Minister, despite persistent calls, including one from the Victorian Premier, Dan Andrews.
We need to pay our GPs more. We need to train more GPs via additional university places. We need to work as a country rather than individual states and territories to recruit more overseas trained GPs.
State and territory leaders will also urge for more hospital funding. Expect a Voice to Parliament referendum legislation next month. It follows yesterday's working group meeting with the opposition leader. Airfares are beginning to come down as Qantas adds more seats to international flights, while the CEO insists the mid-air turnarounds that have made headlines in the past few weeks are a sign of a strong safety system. And Robbie Williams' infamous pink suit worn at the AFL Grand Final has been picked up by the MCC, paying around $65,000. South Australia's bold move to steal the New Year's Eve test from Sydney, and it has the backing from former Aussie batter Greg Blewett.
The way that our state has supported all of our events and especially our test match holds us in really good stead. So I think we've got a really good argument.
The SA Premier has been in touch with Cricket Australia about the potential switch. And Steph Gilmore has failed to progress to the round of 16 at the Billabong Pro Pipeline in Hawaii, placing third in her elimination heat.